getting ready for the dreaded NPTE? How about winning a fully loaded NPTE home study bundle from ptfinalexam.com? Here's how to win. Follow us on Twitter at ptpinecast or enter online at ptpinecast.com. This is the PT Pinecast, a podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer. Bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pinecast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
Hey, I'm Jimmy McKay, third-year PT student and host of the PT Pinecast, out at my very first National Student Conclave here in Omaha, Nebraska. And the lady in the big chair, Sharon Dunn, APTA president, wanted to get inside the heads of the students, so she gave me some questions to ask the students here at National Student Conclave.
Hey, this is APTA President Sharon Dunn, and I had a few questions for the students because they get to ask me any question that they have. So first is a two-part question. What is the biggest joy of physical therapy school? In a contrast, what is the biggest drag about being in physical therapy school?
This is the PT Pinecast.
Name, where you go to school, and what year you are.
I'm Hillary Young. I go to the University of Alabama at Birmingham. What was the other one?
What year are you?
Oh, I'm a second year.
Okay, you've answered all the questions correctly so far.
All right,
you
well,
have
great.
You have 100, don't blame.
Okay.
So feel free to answer just from the heart. Sharon Dunn wants to know what the students have to say. This will not be on your permanent record, any of the answers that you give, I swear.
Okay.
First question, what do you love about PT school and what could you do without? What do you love and what do you hate?
Ooh. I hate sitting for long periods of time when I'm learning about how great movement is for me.
How ironic.
Awful. It is absolutely awful.
What do you love, though?
Well, I'm going to sound like a nerd,
but
I love learning. I love being in lab and being hands-on with my classmates and learning about the human body.
That's not a nerd. That's why we're all here. If you didn't like it at all, this is probably not a good place for you.
That's true.
My name is Molly Main. I go to the University of Hartford, and I'm a second year.
All right, and yourself?
My name is Tia Dankberg. I'm a third year and I go to the Midwestern University in Arizona.
Well, I can start with what I don't like.
What don't you like? Let's go with the negative.
Workload. It's just a lot. A heavy workload. You don't get a lot of sleep. Thank God for coffee. That's all I have to say. Yeah. Coffee is my lifeline.
What else? What do you not like about PT school?
Sometimes I don't feel like we get all the time hands-on as much as we'd like. My school's a brand new school. I'm the fourth graduating class. And so because of just being very new, we don't have as much interaction with the community and all that. So, I mean, it's gaining
it's
every
building.
Year. Unfortunately for my year, it wasn't as well done, but it's growing. So I'm really excited to see that.
My name is Barry. I'm a second year at the University of Alabama at Birmingham.
Cool. And yourself?
And my name is Justin. I'm also a second year at the University of Alabama at Birmingham.
So I think the best part, and this was kind of unexpected, was making a lot of new friends you share an interest with. School is interesting and you're going to learn a lot, but that's not something I was really counting on when I got there.
That cohort environment kind of adds to it a lot. You're all going through the same stuff together.
And honestly, it makes sense now, but it was kind of a surprise to me when it happens.
Yeah. How about worst part for you?
Sitting there
all day.
Lots of hours. They tell you about this bad posture, and we're kind of...
And we got it.
Yeah, we got it.
We can demonstrate that one well.
Yeah.
How about worst part for you?
Just how full your schedule is. You're not really used to a changing schedule.
When one of my friends from home who's not in PT school says, hey, have you seen that show? No. I haven't told you what show it is. Doesn't matter what show it is. Yeah. I haven't seen it.
No time.
I'm reading something.
Yeah.
Like what you hear? Leave us a review on iTunes. It's not like our moms can keep giving us 5 stars every day. Or can they?
I'm Jessica Cottrell. I am a second year at Kansas University Medical Center.
Carrie Thiessen. I'm a second year, and I'm also at Kansas University Medical Center.
All right.
I'm fascinated with the healing process, just how the body works, how it can repair itself. It's just really fascinating, and also just the human connection to know people and helping them better their lives.
Great answer. What do you love about PT school?
I really like just learning more of the hands-on manipulations are fascinating, how one little quick movement can heal someone that quickly. And also I'm big on the patient connection train, so getting to know classmates and getting to know anyone has been great.
My name is Barry. I'm a second year at the University of Alabama at Birmingham.
Cool. And yourself?
And my name is Justin. I'm also a second year at the University of Alabama at Birmingham.
So I think the best part, and this was kind of unexpected, was making a lot of new friends you share an interest with. School is interesting and you're going to learn a lot, but that's not something I was really counting on when I got there.
Yeah. That cohort environment kind of adds to it a lot. You're all going through the same stuff together.
And honestly, it makes sense now, but it was kind of a surprise to me when it happens.
Yeah.
Kelsey Swales, and I go to the College of Saints class up in Duluth, Minnesota.
That wasn't hard. That was the first question.
I
wasn't
even
going to blank there for a second. What year are you two?
I'm a second year.
Second year. All right.
Worst part is probably not getting a lot of sleep.
There's no sleep involved here.
No.
None.
I'm running on like 5 hours a week. Best part, working with patients now that we're in the clinical setting and getting to apply everything we're learning in class. So that's been fun during my second year.
Yeah, doing the things has been a common thread. Is what people really, and it can't be surprising because we're not really ones that want to be behind a desk.
Mm-hmm. This is the PT Pinecast, the NPTE, the big scary monster that waits for you at the end of PT school. To pass, just answer a question every 72 seconds for 5 hours on topics you've been covering over the last 3 years of PT school. Ugh, no pressure, right? Well, the PT Pinecast has your back. We've teamed up with PTFinalExam.com to get you through the test with ease. We're giving you a chance to win a PT Final Exam Home Study Bundle, loaded with a study guidebook with over 200 pages of critical info, over 200 sample NPTE questions, over 25 hours of video lectures that cover the topics and practice questions, a recorded version of the popular Mastermind study groups, and a case full of beer. Oh, wait, there's no beer? Okay, never mind. This is how you pass the NPTE without losing any sleep. Here's how to win. Follow us on Twitter at PT Pinecast. Sign up to win online at PTPinecast.com. We're giving away 3 PT Final Exam Home Study Bundles. Get yours now from PT Final Exam and the PT Pinecast.
My name is Andrew Rodriguez. I'm a PT1 at Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha, here. The home. Thank you for hosting us in your hometown of Omaha.
No problem. Worst part, you know, I'd say I can only see so many feet in front of me, you know, because your hand is so much stuff. So you don't really have a super long-term, like, vision.
It's kind of like working at the post office. There's just so much stuff constantly coming in that you can't get ahead.
You have to focus kind of, like, immediately in front of me, sort of. So it's just having so much to manage at once, you know.
Okay.
Elizabeth Cox, second year, University of Dayton.
Kayla Story, also a second year, University of Dayton.
Allison Geyer, second year, University of Dayton.
All right, the Flyers. Representing. So, best and worst part of PT school, what is it?
I love our professors and learning I get from them, and then also going into the clinics and having the hands-on art with my patients and being able to get to know different stories of different people, and their life story for me is awesome.
Just getting to know your classmates and really working with them, we're with them, you know, every day.
A lot.
Practicing, you all feel comfortable and you feel like you can practice your skills with them, or you know, even if you just have any concerns about, like, can I make this through? Like, your classmates are there supporting you, even the professors. So just the support is great.
I think the best part for me is just the community aspect of what PT is. It's not just your classmates, not just with your professors, but actually going into the community and how much of an impact that PTs can have. And just seeing the interdisciplinary teams work together is what I think is the coolest part.
My name is Jacob Laux. I'm a second year PT student at the University of Kansas Medical Center.
All right, and yourself?
And I'm Mitchell Savage. I'm a first year PT student also at the University of Kansas Medical Center.
Just the camaraderie we have with our specific classmates itself. You know, getting with 57 other like-minded people and just kind of being able to bounce ideas off each other, I think that's really rewarding. At the same time, bad side is just there's a lot tougher pace school-wise and study-wise compared to what undergrad was, but I don't know if that's necessarily a bad thing. I find it really rewarding, but sometimes it weighs on you.
It can weigh on you a little bit.
I'd definitely have to say the best is all of our professors and everything, since they're clinicians now teaching, they don't consider themselves better than us. They basically act as we are them, and they want to help us get the most out of our experience as we can. It'd be nice to not still have to be studying, just be done with studying, be out there helping, but I mean, we're doing it for a good cause. You got to learn it so you can be able to help people.
There's a reason. There's a reason. Yeah. The method of the madness.
Hi, my name is Kendra Lucas. I'm from University of Dayton in Dayton, Ohio. I graduate in May 2016, home stretch.
Almost done.
So if I could be a professional student, I would, because I absolutely love learning.
Okay.
But what I don't like is sitting in class for 3 years, which is great because I can come to these conferences, which allows me to step outside the classroom.
And stretch your legs.
Yeah, stretch my legs a little bit. You know, sitting is the new smoking. Have you heard that?
I have heard that one.
Yeah, so we're doing ourselves some good here and
stretching the legs.
Anyway,
Crystal Wolf. I'm a second year PT student at University of South Dakota.
My name is Cody Huebner, and I'm a first year at University of South Dakota.
Ooh, first year's coming into NSC. I like that.
My classmates.
Ooh, nice.
I love, there's 26 of us, love spending time with them, love getting to connect with them. Sometimes you get sick of the same 26 people for 6 hours a day, and then you go home and live with four of them.
Right.
But they are the most amazing people, and I hope I keep these connections for the rest of my life.
And what year are you again, second year?
I'm a second year, yeah.
They'll start to fade pretty soon. Don't worry about it. Best part of PT school from a first year perspective?
I think the transition. I think the transition is awesome sometimes.
What do you mean, the transition of what?
From undergrad to grad school, it's such a different world, and you're just trying to get all your classes together and keep up with your homework.
The PT Pinecast with McKay.
Those responses were enlightening and they were entertaining. I appreciate everyone for participating in the interview session. This is why I love National Student Conclave, because you really get the right answer. You get honesty from our students, and the future is bright for physical therapy. So thank you for participating. We were in the Midwest for this National Student Conclave. We're going to go to the Dirty South for the next Student Conclave, way down in Miami. I hope to see you there.
Follow us on Twitter at PT Pintcast and online at ptpintcast.com. It's like TMZ, except with way more important information. And no Miley Cyrus. Okay, it's not like TMZ at all. The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.